and pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I'm onward bound, Lord, let my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand.
It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
We've been looking at Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 33. It says, "Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife even as himself, and the wife see that she reverence her husband." Well, nevertheless, that means do it. Let every one of you, let all the men love their wives as they love themselves. Now, if we would do that, men, and we would take that to heart, then we would be treating our wives just a little bit better. And in fact, we would be treating them a whole lot better. And God says that we're to do that, to love them as we would love as we do love ourselves. And then the wife is to see that she reverences her husband. In other words, has a reverential respect for him. And all of us are to have a reverential respect for God because he is our heavenly Father and he's the creator. He's made everything and he sustains everything. In other words, he keeps things going. He doesn't leave us in darkness. He doesn't cause us to freeze to death. Well, some people live in climates where if they don't take care of themselves, they will freeze to death, but God has made it possible for there to be summer or spring, summer, winter, and fall. And he's made the seasons. And might I say that the Bible says that seed time and harvest until everything is wrapped up here in this world, seed time and harvest. So these people who claim to know that the world is burning up right now, that's not true. They are just simply feeding the people a bill of goods to make money. All of these people who are proclaiming that are rich. They have all kinds of money. And what are they doing? They're getting more money by fooling people into believing that if they would quit using a gasoline lawnmower, that is going to help them save the planet. Well, the only way this planet is ever going to be saved is by Jesus Christ, by God. And, you know, instead of being concerned about saving the planet, we need to be concerned about seeing souls saved, about people coming to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I believe that there are some saved people today who have fallen into the trap of believing that this world is being destroyed by man. Well, man will never destroy what God has created. Only God can and will do that one day. This earth is going to be renovated. This earth, no more sin. Everything is going to be by fire purged. No more sin. And there will never be another person who enters this world that can sin. There's coming a time for that. But right now, we're looking in Ephesians chapter 5. I get carried away sometimes and get off the subject just a little bit. But I pray that you'll be, you'll tolerate that just a little as I get off track sometimes. And I want you to know that God loves you and that he wants you to know the truth. We talked last time about how that women are to be women, men are to be men. Women are to have their place, men are to have their place in this world. And I talked about women today who are being ordained to the gospel ministry to be pastors. And folks, that is entirely wrong according to the Word of God. And we looked at that last time, and I'm just going to read one verse again, 1 Timothy 3 and verse 1. It says, "This is a true saying, if a man desire the office of a bishop," that's pastor, "he desireth a good work." And notice the verse says, "man and he." That does not refer to a woman. That refers to a man. So when these organizations say that they believe that a woman should be ordained to to the gospel ministry as a pastor, then those people do not believe the Word of God. And what happens is when someone starts straying away from the Word of God, they start coming up with perversions to meet what they believe is right. In other words, they want the Bible to correspond to what they believe is right instead of what God says is right. So therefore, they change the King James Bible into a perversion. Now, the King James is not a perversion. King James will not be changed into a perversion. But those people who take perversions, and call it the King James Bible, they're wrong. And one of these days they will stand before an almighty God and give an account as to how they've been leading people astray. Well, the King James Version is the Word of God. And those people who say that they have come up with a better version of the Bible, they are lying, because the King James Bible is God-breathed. It is the Word of God. Now, the Bible teaches me that a woman is not to be ordained as a pastor of a church. And I remind you once again, there are certain Baptist denominations, the biggest in the world, is now condoning the ordaining of women as pastors. They're condoning that. And you have charismatic churches who are doing that. God help us, and not only charismatic churches, but other mainline denominations who are saying that it's all right for a woman to be a pastor. Well, that is totally against the Scripture. And some will even go so far as say, well, if they can't be a pastor, they can be a deacon. Well, is a woman to be a deacon? Well, let's look and see what the Bible has to say about that. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verses 8 through 13 says, likewise, and once again, this is the same as said of the deacon that is said concerning what or who the pastor or deacon should be. We've read that in 1 Timothy chapter 3 up to this point. Once again, it says, likewise must the deacons be grave, not double-tongued, not given to much wine, not greedy of filthy lucre, not holding the mystery of the faith in a pure conscience, and let these also first be proved. Let them use the office of a deacon, being found blameless. Even so must their wives be grave, not slanderers, sober, faithful in all things. Let the deacons be the husbands of one wife, ruling their children and their own houses well. For they that have used the office of a deacon well, purchased to themselves a good degree, and great boldness in the faith which is in Christ Jesus. Well, I pray that you got that in verse 12. Let the deacons be the husbands of one wife, and giving way to this ungodliness of a woman having a husband who is another woman is from the pits of hell. And these churches who advocate of ordaining women to the ministry of preaching the gospel as pastors and as deacons, these people have added to the sin of letting people think that a woman can have a husband who is another woman. They're actually contributing to that sin. God help these denominations to stand up for what is right, to stand up for the Word of God. God says in 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 12, but I suffer not a woman to teach nor to usurp authority over the man, but to be in silence. God help that woman who thinks she is serving God by usurping authority over the man, by taking his place in doing what God wants the man to do. This is in not only in the preaching of the word, not only in the church, but is also in our world, that the man has his place and so does the woman. The woman is not to usurp authority over the man. Now, once again, if a person does not believe God, then that person will not listen to God in following his order of things from man and woman. Well, I'm not finished. It's not good for there to be an open discussion as to the exercise of authority in the home. If a husband has to go so far as to command respect and headship of the home from his wife, then the happiness of the husband and wife and the family is gone. The moment a husband is prepared to command his wife or finds it necessary to do so, that moment he may bid farewell to domestic peace and joy. There's no such thing as commanding the wife. A wife, therefore, should never give her husband an occasion to command her to do anything or to forbid anything. Both of them are wrong. His known wish, except in cases of outright sin, this is God, should be the directive for her. In other words, God wants things to be in their proper order once again. The moment the woman can determine what his will is, that's the husband's will, that moment ought to settle her mind as to what is to be done. No question. Now, I didn't say that if the man tells her to sin, that is right. God nowhere tells people that sin is right. You have to use a little bit of common spiritual sense when listening to the Word of God and doing what God wants you to do. A husband should never wish or expect anything that may not be perfectly proper for a wife to provide. Now, he too should consult her wishes. He's not to be a tyrant. And when he understands what they are, he should regard what she prefers as she looks at the very thing which he would command. In other words, you listen to each other. But it should be understood that the man has to make the decision in order for God to bless. The known wish and preference of a wife, unless there is something wrong in it, should be allowed to influence the husband and that husband's mind. And be how he directs the family. There is danger of a husband loving his wife too much, and that is provided that his love for her is subordinate to his love for God. In other words, if he loves God less than the woman, then he's wrong. The command is to love her as Christ loved the church. And what love has ever been like that? Well, how can a husband go beyond that? In other words, how can a husband improve upon God's plan? There was nothing too great for Christ to endure for the redemption of the church. A husband should also be willing to give himself to promote the happiness of his wife, to watch by her side in sickness and life, and to promote her welfare. And doing this, he will not go beyond what Christ did for the church. The husband should remember that she has left her father's house, her father's home, forsaken the friends of her youth, endowed him with whatever property she may have, placed her name in his, and placed her honor, her character, and her happiness to his keeping. And the least that he can do for her is to love her and to strive to make her happy. This was what she asked when she consented to become his. And a husband's love is what she still asks to sustain and cheer her in the trials of life. If she doesn't have this, where else could she go for comfort? If we follow God's plan, once again, it cannot be improved upon. We need to listen to the voice of God and understand that God has a place for the man and he has a place for the woman. It's his order. It's his order of things that bring happiness into this world. His first order of things is that man know him as Lord and Savior. And if you do not know him today as your Lord and Savior, why not? Why not trust him right now? The Bible says you cannot please him unless you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. That's not me. That's the Bible that says that. The Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But thank the Lord, a verse goes on to say, the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Won't you trust him? Won't you ask him into your heart this day? Turn from the way you think you are going to heaven and turn to him who can take you to heaven.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.